So what do you make of some of the people who were very visibly at this announcement? Let's just take, for example, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, obviously former chief of staff of the president, so you'd expect him to be there. But Michael Bloomberg might have been a little bit more surprising.
Yep. I tweeted earlier today that I was surprised that Emanuel and Bloomberg were so prominently featured, in part because this is, respectfully, the same Michael Bloomberg that didn't just put stop and frisk on the books, but aggressively defended stop and frisk. This is the same Rahm Emanuel in Chicago who's closing down schools. I just think the time is out for political correctness. Let's tell the truth. You can't put stop and frisk on the one hand and then be my brother's keeper on the other hand. You can't close down schools on the one hand and be my brother's keeper on the other hand. Time out for political correctness. How about my brother's employer, not my brother's keeper? How about jobs with a living wage? These young black and brown boys, young men, want the same thing every other American wants, a job with a living wage, but no real talk about that.